Chick decided the only way to have the Preakness to grow is to open up the infield. Now, we didn't have anybody to put out in the infield, so we decided, our daughter, who was in the sixth grade at the time, we let her invite some friends. She invited maybe about eight friends, and we brought them out here, put them in the infield, and they had a great time out there. The next year, she was in the seventh grade, she invited so many kids, we had to rent a school bus to bring them out here. And that's how it started. And we'd have a few other people out there, but we probably wouldn't. The second year, we might have had 500 people out there. And then Chick decided that we should have a lacrosse game out there. So then he started to go to the colleges and started to get the college children involved, which was a great idea because those kids had a ball out there.
That they did. Well, I'm going to turn to the real reason why all this started. Debbie Tessier, you were Debbie Lang at the time, right?
Yes, I was.
And Mom says you were in the sixth grade. And what gave you the idea that you wanted to invite so many friends that they had to rent a bus?
Well, our dinner table conversation was always around Pimlico and Preakness, and the dad wanted to open the infield. And I do have to give a little shout-out for the Cohen family because he did convince them to open the infield, and they said yes. So I thought, well, I'm just going to invite my friends. And you know how middle schoolers are. I had one friend, two friends, and finally there were so many friends that they had to rent a school bus. And it's very funny, John, because I run into people now, and of course I'm 60 years old now, and they say, you know, I was on that school bus. I was on that school bus that went out to the infield.
Everybody was there that first
right.
time. Right,
and we had this great idea to throw people up in the air on blankets, and Mom was up here watching us, and I remember after that time she said to me, I think it's time for you to come sit with us in the seats. Yeah, and another story is Mom always, back in those days, you brought your own beverages, and Mom always packed her own beverages. But we got her beverage bag by mistake.
Oh, no.
And I opened it, and I thought, well, isn't this interesting? And then I looked up, and here she comes walking across the track. This was before the tunnel, with two guards on either side of her, pointing her finger at me, saying, you've got my bag. This is your bag.
Oh, we're telling stories out of school, so to speak.
We are.
Is that correct, Mom?
That is correct. That really is correct. But I got to it before they got in the bag.